Proverbs 12:9 says, "He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread." There are some obvious examples of people who toot their own horn, but really have nothing to toot about. But that's what is referred to in the last half of this proverb, "He that honoreth himself and lacketh bread." In a literal sense, which is how these proverbs were to be taken at the time they were written, the lesson was simple. You're better off being a man of principle and refusing to become part of some good old boy network, like the Freemasons and that sort of thing, and being despised than to sell out. A man despised for being a man of integrity and honor, as well as for being a faithful Bible believer, will usually be a man who is a hard worker and uses wisdom in handling his finances. The word despised may seem a bit strong, but it doesn't always mean that people openly despise him. It means that the man is not considered part of the crowd or the in crowd. Such a man isn't invited to cocktail parties. He refuses lodge membership. He goes to church faithfully, and for these reasons and more, he misses out on a lot of weekend gatherings where the booze flow freely. He misses out on friendships that are nearly impossible to have with working men who frequent the lodges without him. And he misses out on the many Sunday events like golfing and boating and things that he might otherwise be invited to if he weren't so committed to faithfully attending his local church. So financially, this man's doing well. To say he hath a servant in our day would mean that he's able to pay others to do some of the work that he needs done, or he may even have employees under him at a business that he owns. So a Christian man with integrity who is not part of the in crowd and is able to pay others to feed him in restaurants, which that includes most of us, or to wash his car, or he can afford to go through the automatic car wash, or have his clothes dry cleaned, have someone cut his lawn, paint his house, do other housing repairs. Paying a servant, so to speak, would be this sort of man who is better off than to be a man that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. And I don't think this just refers to extremely arrogant people who, you know, brag about themselves and that sort of thing, but also to men who seek honors and position themselves to get honors, yet isn't really worthy of such honor. An example of this is when an author uses a vanity publisher and then boasts about being published. and he doesn't make any money as the author. And that's not what is meant by the term published author. A so-called vanity publisher basically makes you pay the bill for what's being published. And when an author is referred to as a published author, then that's a case where the author has accomplished something because his or her book was published at cost to the publisher, because the publisher believes the writing is worthy of being published and also has the potential to make money for themselves and for the author. Now, if an author uses the vanity publisher in order to have copies of his or her books to sell or give away, there's nothing wrong with that. But when such an author boasts about being a published author, well, then they had to foot their own bill, and they don't really make any money off of it. So it's an example of someone who's honoring themselves and still lacks bread. Likewise, there are many men calling themselves Dr. So-and-so, but they don't actually earn the doctorate. Honorary doctorates are fine, but then using the title of doctor is simply unethical and deceptive. People pay hundreds of dollars to get themselves the honor of being listed in Who's Who, and many of those list credentials like honorary doctor, and then they don't note that it's an honorary title. Such people rarely go on to be accomplished in anything, and if they do make bread, it'll be by deception and pretending to be something they're not. So just stick to being honest, hardworking, a man or woman of God, and we'll see later in Proverbs 27:2, "Let another praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips." Let your work speak for itself. Don't toot your own horn, especially when there's really nothing to toot about.